Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everyone. I'm Katherine Hanley, and I want to welcome you to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Today's broadcast comes from a healing service with Kenneth Copeland at the Omaha Victory Campaign, and the topic is God's prescription for life and health. This is a message for everyone, whether you need healing or just want to stay well. So get your Bibles and let's go to healing school with Kenneth Copeland.
Proverbs chapter 4. Yes, we'll take our medicine to begin with today. Proverbs chapter 4. And well, right here in this book of Proverbs, looking at the 20th verse. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my saying. Let them, my sayings, my word, my sayings. Did you get that? Attend to my words, my sayings. This book are his sayings. Yes, amen. Amen. This book, these are God's sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. A very, very close friend of mine, he's in heaven now. He was my AME, my aircraft medical examiner. And Jim Edmar, Dr. Jim Edmar. And he was my examiner for years until he retired. And I remember Tracy, I keep talking to Tracy because he flies. And I checked him out in his first Beechcraft Bonanza. Oh, that's awesome. And we were just very close. He called me. He said, Kenneth, I need your help. I said, well, yeah, Jim, Ed, what is it? Well, he said, my wife's been diagnosed with brain tumor. I need you to come pray for her. I said, yes, sir. I'm your man. Where do you want me? He said, I want you to come to the hospital. And he told me just exactly what time to be there and what to do. He said, I want you to anoint her with oil just before she goes into the operating room. I said, I'll do it. So, and he and I went back into this empty room, and both of us just started praying in the spirit. That's the kind of doctor you want. That's the kind of doctor you want. We're praying in the Spirit. Now, I anointed her with oil. I mean, she was already, you know, a little woozy at that time. Anointed her with oil and prayed over her. And her husband was right there. And I just stood there and prayed. And the Spirit was just precious that day. And they rolled her in there. So we just went back. And there's just a waiting room in there. And in a little while, the doctor came in there. And he had this concerned look on his face. And I looked at Dr. Marr's face, and he didn't like the looks of it either. And he said, Dr. Marr, now they were good friends, the two doctors. When I got in there, there was a dent in her brain where that tumor had been, but it's gone. It's gone. This stuff works. Faith in God works. Why? Because we submitted to his sayings in James chapter 5. Faith in the name. Not in the oil, in the name. The oil represents the Holy Spirit. The oil represents the name. It's very proper to anoint with oil. Praise God. It's shouting time in this room. Somebody needed to hear that somewhere. There's a brain situation that's been fixed now. Because God's no respecter of persons. Amen. Glory be to God. Now then, notice this. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues, the forces, the of life inside you. Put away from you a froward mouth. My cross reference says frowardness of mouth and perverseness. Put that perverted mouth away from you, or you're going to foul up this whole thing. That's part of the diligence. Watch what you say about it. Watch what you say about it. I got so tickled at Gloria. I used to really enjoy going to the cafeteria to eat. I don't care anything about going sitting down to somebody's table and eating. I'd rather eat at home anyway. But, and like she said, I like my entree on my own tray, so she didn't care anything about going to the cafeteria. But I like to go to the cafeteria. And so we'd start off. I'd say, Gloria, where do you want to have lunch? Oh, I don't care, anywhere. And she said she knew good and well if she didn't say something, I'm going to go to the cafeteria. And so I'd say, you sure now? Okay. I said, okay, here we go. So I just head for Luby's. Wasn't all that far from the house. Head right over there. And she said, we'd drive up in there. She said, do we have to eat here? I said, Gloria, you should have said something. She can tell it better than I can. And she said, okay. She said, okay. Yes, I should have said something. But she said, the thing that worries me, I'm getting like him. She said, I've gotten to where I like to go to the cafeteria too. Oh, glory to God. You live together long enough, you get like one another. Well, I'll be like her just as much as I possibly can. Glory to God. Let your eyes look right on. Let your eyelids look straight before you. Now, wait a minute. You better ponder the path of your feet and let all your ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove your foot from evil. That'll get you healed. That's the prescription. And you take it. Charles Capps and Gloria both said you take it 3 times a day. There are no bad side effects. And if you need to, double the dose. Just double all of that. Amen. So now you have the prescription for life and health. And I suggest that you write it down. Wouldn't it be neat if you just put it on a bottle and set it right there by your nightstand and read it every night before you go to bed? Hallelujah. Not a bad idea. I never thought of that before. That's your prescription. Put it in the system. The medicine does you no good sitting on the cabinet. The medicine does no good with the book in the living room and you in the bed. Amen?
Yes.
Put it in the system. Now, put up Proverbs 3:2. From the Classic Amplified for us, please. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. For the length of days and years of a life worth living and tranquility inward and outward, this is talking about the commandments of the Lord, continuing through old age until death. These shall they add to you. The word of the Lord, the commandments of God. Now, put that up again, please. Let's look at that again. For length of days and years of a life worth living, a life full of sickness and disease can get to the part where it's not worth living. And people get to that place where they give up and die before they should. And tranquility, peace, shalom, nothing missing, nothing broken. Inward and outward, and continuing through old age until death, these shall they add to you. Continuing through, not young age, continuing through old age until death. That's divine health, peace and tranquility, a life worth living, continuing through until through old age until death. And dying is the easiest thing you ever did in all of your life. You don't have to be sick to die. Brother Hagin had an experience with this, with Grandma Jeffcoat, and she had preached for many years, and she was dying with cancer. And he started to pray for her, and she said, no, Brother Hagin, let me alone, let me die. This thing killing me, let me die. He said, no, I'm not going to do it. He said, I'm going to get you healed, and then you can die if you want to, but don't die like this. And he just wouldn't let her go. He just kept on and 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 kept on, and she got healed of that cancer. She began to gain weight, and so he and Aretha stopped by to see Grandma one time, and her daughter said, no, she's not here. Said, she's out in a meeting. He said, how old is she? She said, she's 90 years old. Drove her own car. I think it's right at 90 or something like that, when she finally did decide the time's come, and she said, I'm going home, praise God, and just went and sat down and left. Now, I had the same experience, and since it's public knowledge, I can tell you, Morris Cerullo, who's in heaven now, and I miss him, glory to God, and a powerful evangelist of God, and he had a place on his shin that just kept getting worse and worse, and it was some kind of virus, and the front part of his skin just began to open up, and they couldn't get it to close. Well, I was preaching in his meeting in San Diego, and went up to his room. He called me up there and wanted me to lay hands on him over that. And so I anointed him with oil, laid hands over him, prayed according to James 5. And all of a sudden, it just rose up on the inside of me. I said, are you finished? He looked at me. I said, is it time for you to go home? He looked over there at his wife, Teresa. So rather than letting him say anything else, I said, let Jesus heal you, and then you can go home if you want to. He turned back around and looked at me again, and looked at her again, and she was sitting over there smiling, and I knew this is what he had been saying all the time. Just let me get out of here. This thing won't heal. He said, okay. He sent me a videotape standing out in front of his airplane, and what was it, a week or two later, that thing had completely healed up, and he headed back overseas. And when the time come, and he said it. He said, I'm going home. And he said, I'm done. I'm through. I've finished my course, and I'm leaving. His wife tried to talk him into staying. I tried to talk him into staying. He said no. And he just went home and died. Glory to God. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Die by faith.
Yes.
Open your Bibles to the book of Hebrews. The second chapter of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 2. The book of Hebrews, so much of the Bible revolves around this book. And I was with David Barton doing television one day, and my Bible was there on the table to the book of Hebrews. Can you get a shot of that? He said, "Where do you get a white highlighter?" He caught me off guard at first. I said, "A what?" He said, "A white highlighter." I said, "David, I only highlight the good part." Anyway, and this whole first page of Hebrews is yellow. This second chapter, let's come down to verse 9. "But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man." Then you come over and keep reading. Verse 14, "For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself like took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death." He doesn't have it anymore. That is the devil. "And deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage." We talked about that a little bit last night. Fear of death. It's not right. Jesus has destroyed it. One translation said paralyzed him. Another translation says, brought him to naught. That's zero. He defeated him in hell. Amen. Then he was raised out of hell from the dead. Amen. Now, turn then to 2 Timothy chapter 1. See, we're just taking our medicine. Second Timothy. Thank you, Lord. The 9th verse, "Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling." We're called with a holy calling. "Not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel." Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
He's abolished death.
Yes, he has.
I said, dying is the easiest thing you ever did in your life. By grace, all men, that he tasted death for all men. Taste. So, you can't taste it when you die. You can't smell it when you die because you don't die. It's just your body. It's your tent. Your flesh, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Amen.
Or to be absent from the body is to go to hell.
Yes.
Hell is real.
Yes, sir.
Hell is real. Jesus went there and suffered for all men. He suffered more than any man will ever suffer, ever. He bore our sins in his own body. He bore our sicknesses in his own body. He was put to sickness, put to grief by God. It pleased him to make him sick. He didn't get sick. He was made to be sick. He was made to be sin with our sin. He was made to be sick with our sicknesses. Oh, you see it?
Yes.
You and I never committed any righteousness. He never committed any sin. He took our sin so that we could have His righteousness. And He was made to be sin so that we could be made the righteousness of God in Him.
I'm Margaret Eversole. I'm from Plano, Texas. I was ejected from a four-wheeler on June 10th. I was riding by myself, and I ended up with two hematomas in my head, and my back has been misbehaving. This leg has been misbehaving. My memory has been misbehaving, and I had horrible ringing in my ears. Wouldn't go. I've been in ICU twice since this happened. After the accident, you know, things have kind of been aggravated, upset. But while earlier in the conference, when Kenneth took out his hearing aids, when you pulled your hearing aids out,
yeah,
I got my hearing back. The ringing is not there. And then today,
yes, glory
today, the pain in my back that's kept me from coming Thursday and Wednesday, look at this now.
Yeah.
My back was not doing what it's doing. My leg was not feeling weak. I don't need that crutch to walk home back to the hotel. And that's when I went ahead and tested. He said, do what you can't do before. And so I reached down and I touched the floor and I was able to do it. And the clarity of thought is back to where it was before. I can tell it. I'm not sitting there going, what am I going to say next? You know, it's not, no more of that. No more. It's clear. My mind is clear. I believe the hematomas, if they did a CAT scan, they're gone. Yes, God is good and God does heal.
Join Kenneth Copeland at these upcoming KCM events. April 7 through 9 for the Branson Victory Campaign in Missouri. May 12 through 14 for the Sacramento Victory Campaign in California. And this year, for the first time on May 26 through 28, the Knoxville Victory Campaign in Tennessee. KCM events are free to attend. Go to kcm.org/events for more information and we'll see you there.
Do you truly believe God can heal you? When the enemy comes from all angles to scare you into believing that you can't be delivered, overcome fear, defeat doubt, and build your faith with the Word of God. In the Healing is Yours package, you'll learn the truth of God's Word that will renew your mind and build your faith for your healing. Hear what God has to say about your healing in Healing Scriptures, a CD by Kenneth Copeland that reinforces with Scripture that God wants you well. You Are Healed, a mini book also by Kenneth Copeland, explains God's covenant of healing for you. Every word from Jesus brought deliverance and healing. Bring that word of God into your household and charge up your faith to be made whole again in every area of your life. God's will is to heal. And He will heal everyone who comes to Him in faith. Because of your position in God, as His child and as joint heir with Jesus, healing belongs to you. Allow God's healing power to overtake you. Be sure to request your free Healing is Yours package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Know beyond all doubt that by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-615. 4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you are outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Welcome to KCM.org, your study center for victory. Watch the BVOV broadcasts on demand. Search by topic or speaker and study along with the detailed daily broadcast notes. Or download the podcast version to listen on the go. Total immersion in the Word of God at home, in the car, at the gym, or in the waiting room. Find a schedule of KCM events and watch on demand. Search by date, speaker, or keyword for hours of inspiring truth from the Bible. KCM.org meets you where you are.
Kenneth Copeland Bible College is more than just an education. It's a lifestyle of faith that changes you. I've learned to follow God fearlessly and live by faith.
Every day I walk into an atmosphere of spirit-filled believers where they want me to succeed. Wisdom and practical knowledge is constantly being imparted from my professors and instructors. What I thought I knew about Christian life and ministry was only the beginning.
The people I sit next to every day are not just my classmates. They're forever friends, family, and ministry partners. People from all different ages, races, and cultures came here for the same reason, to be intensely discipled in the word of faith and equipped for ministry.
They don't just teach, they train me with practical ministry opportunities to serve with excellence and teach others to do the same. At Kenneth Copeland Bible College, I found faith, family, and my calling.
Take the next step. Apply today.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on five continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today on our KCM website.
In 1967, 55 years ago, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland received a word from the Lord to preach the uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle on every available voice. The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast has been one of those voices. It first launched as a weekly program on May 27, 1979, and almost 10 years later, the daily broadcast followed on January 30, 1989. Through the decades, the word has been preached to millions of people around the world, and generations have heard the good news through this broadcast. Thank you, partners, for your prayers and your support. Together with you and our good Father, the broadcast is able to be seen free of charge on stations, networks, and streaming platforms across the globe. Because of you, lives and destinies have been changed forever. We'll see you again next time, and remember, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on kcm.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on kcm.org/victory offer or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.